because he was a very smart Arab. Okay, so you did the dirt with the Arab.
We started there.
So that leaves us that leaves us on the bottom line.
Yeah.
Omar Lee. So this is the same, it's continuation. So the Arab, he's wandering along with the Arab there, and the Arab says, Omar Lee, to achvilach meisei midbar. Come, I will show you where the people who died in the midbar are. Ozli, so we went, chazisinu, I saw them. Vidavu, I can't read them, what's been the process? Vidamo, kaman, the mifsimi, their faces looked shining like someone who was drunk. Top of the page, Regano aparkid, and they were lying there on their back. Vavaskifu birche dechad minai. One of them's knees were up, so making like a little bridge underneath his knees. Va'ayil taya toisei birche, and the Arab went underneath that little bridge made by the knees of this dead guy from the midbar. And not only did he walk under there, but ki rachiv gamla, he was riding his camel, was a kifa remche, and he had an upright spear, v'loy nogabe, and he didn't touch it. So it was a very tall, that was the Wilt Chamberlain of the Meisei Midbar. He was able to go under. Oig died in the midbar too, didn't he? Maybe it was Oig. Anyway. So he wants to show how big they are. Anyhow, what happened next was, says Rabbi Baba Chana, Poski chada karna de tchel to the chad minayu. I cut off the tzitzis of one of them. I suppose they were buried in the talisim. Why he was wearing tzitzis if he was dead. But
yeah, well, they buried themselves.
They buried the hole. So did they climb in with a talis on or what?
Well, you can go slough them in tzitzis.
Oh, so it was the night tzitzis. Anyway, he cut off the corner of one of their begodim with the tchelis. But lo have missed, and why did he do that? Because we're going to say in a minute, he wanted to find out whether they paskined like
how many threads
about whether you have four threads doubled over into eight or you have three. Yeah, so they wanted to see whether the Meisei Midbar Paskin like Basim al Bashamai. Is what happened was we couldn't move. After I took it and put it in my hand luggage, so the conveyor belt stopped, we couldn't go. All our travelling, the animals that we were riding on, the transportation, it just broke down. We couldn't go. As Omar Lee, so the Arab said to me, what's going on here? Dilma shakalta midi minayu, maybe you stole something from the Meisei Midbar. And therefore, by magic, it doesn't let you go. He's a hadri. He said, give it back. The Gamiri, this is the Arab selling him. Gamiri, we have the tradition, demand the shakal midi minayu, let me stagulate. Someone who takes something from them isn't going to be able to move. His transportation is going to stall. Ozli ahadarte, so I went and I put it back. V'hadar mistagilon, and then we could go. Ki asoy lekamad rabbono, when I got back to the civilization, and I went and reported on my adventures with the rabbis, Amrli, they told me, kol Abba is chamra. So Rabbi Bar Chana's name was, his real name was Abba, Reb Abba, Rabba, yeah? Rabbi Bar Bar Chana. So they said, anybody called Abba is a chamra, he's a donkey. The kol Bar Bar Chana, Sikhsa. And whoever is Bar Bar Chana is a shoita. So they said, basically, they told him in a very friendly, nice way, you're an idiot. Why? The Mai Hilchas of Aratahachi. Why did you, what was your intention when you cut that corner of the beged? Lameda to know, Ike Beshamai, Ike Besila. Do they paskin like Beshamai and have three strings, or they paskin like Besil and have four strings? Is he boy, Lach Lamim Nechutin, Lamim Nechulias? They should have just counted it. He just told you to take it. Don't take it. When you went to put it back and you couldn't take it, you should have counted it before you left it there, and at least you could tell us what they did. But you didn't even bother. You didn't even bother checking. So you blew it. So that's what they told him. Omale, so back on the same trip, or Omale probably, he said, Ta achviloch har Sinai. Come, I'll show you. Where is har Sinai? I'll go and take you in the desert, and we'll see har Sinai.
Jebel Musa in Arabic. The mountain of Moshe.
Yeah. Is that what the Arab told him? Because he was an Arab, so he spoke Arabic. Anyway, he told him, let's go see it. Ozli, so we went. Chazoi, the Hajjale Akrava, there was scorpions surrounding it. Vekaima ki chamre chivita, but the scorpions were in the shape of white donkeys. Shamati Basa was protected. Shamati Baskol Shemeris, and I heard a Baskol saying, Eili Shanishbati, woe to me that I have sworn. And it didn't say what he'd sworn. So the Pshat is that Hashem is saying, woe that I've sworn to put the Yidden in Golos, because I have to keep my oath, so that's why the Yidden are in Golos. V'achshav Shanishbati, now that I've made such an oath, me Meferli, who is going to nullify the... Who's going to nullify this vow so I don't have to put the Yidden in Golos? So that's what I heard, says Rabbi Bechana. And then, when I was reporting this part of the journey to the rabbis, onwardly they said, call Abba Chamra, they couldn't think of a different expression, so they said the same thing again, that Abba is a donkey, call Rabbi Bechana, Sikhsan, Rabbi Bechana is a fool. Why? You should have said, when you heard the Rabbeinu Shlomim saying, who can be Matya the Ned, that you're a Chacham, you could have been Hadan Torah Chacham, and finished. So you could have been Mevatel, the whole Ned, that we have to be in Golas. So why didn't he do so? Well, who saw our, because the Baskel didn't say which oath it was. So they're assuming that the oath that he's talking about is the oath of Golas. But he thought, I don't know which oath it is, I can nullify it. Dilma, maybe it's the oath where Hashem swore not to bring a flood. And if I nullify that oath, then the flood's coming. So I can't just willy-nilly nullify oaths when I don't know what they are. When the Rabbanon, who thought he was a fool, because they said, if that was the oath he was talking about, why would Hashem be saying, oily, well, woe is to me. That oath was like a good thing, that he's not going to flood the world. So why would he be complaining that he made that oath? So therefore, it must have been something bilti rotzui, and therefore he should have said, it is mufar. Omar lay, then the Arab said to Rabbi Chana, ta'achilach blu'i de kairach, I will show you the people who were swallowed up in the camp of Korach. Korach and his men, they got swallowed up by the ground. Come, I'll show you that spot. Chazoi trade busy, I saw two cracks in the earth. V'havu...
somebody must have taught this Arab tour for him to know that these things happened.
It's like all the Arab tour guides that you get now. I'll show you.
No, I understand.
I'll show you all the quarry and everything.
So what does the Arab tour guide does? He goes and reads up the Jewish text.
Yeah, so this fellow did the same.
Yeah. Well, he didn't have the Quran yet, so what else is he supposed to do with himself? So, so he went to... He says, I'll show you the Korach people. So I saw two cracks in the ground, mafke kutra, and smoke was coming out, because it was hot down there. Shokal gibava de imra, he took a piece of cloth from wool. He took a woolen cotton bud or something. Not woolen cotton bud? A woolen bud. And he dipped it in water because it was smoking down there. So you assume there's a fire. Where there's smoke, there's fire. So he thought, I'll stick it in water so it shouldn't burn. So he watered this piece of wool. He impaled it on the top of his spear. And he stuck it into the crack to see what will happen. Scientific experiment. When it came out, it was burnt. Even though he'd wetted it first, that was pretty hot down there. Even though he stuck in a wet piece of wool, it burnt. Oh, Marli. And then he says to me, Atzis, listen, my Shamata, what do you hear coming from down there? Vishamis, and I heard, have a Amrin Moshe Beterasa Emes Vahin Vadoin. I heard the people of Korach saying, Moshe, because they're still alive, they were swallowed alive. So they never really died. So they're down there saying, Moshe and his Torah are true, and they, meaning we, are liars. Omar Li, and then he told me, Kol Plosin Yomi Mahadil Hugenim Lahacha. Every 30 days, so I suppose when they're in Gehenim, they get blown around in different areas of the hot areas, and every 30 days they end up over here. Kibasa B'Kalachas, like on your. When you're cooking your meat and you turn it over on the barbecue every now and then, so people who are roasting in Gehenna, they get turned over every now and then to cook properly. So every 30 days they end up over here. Well, Amri Hachin, they say the same thing. Okay, so that was Kairach. Amali, then the Arab said to me, Ta achvila checha de noshki arav arakia. Dati, come, I'll show you where the earth and the sky kiss each other, literally. That means they join up. And I've got to look on the side. Is Ozli, I went for Chazoi and I saw the Ovid Koi Koi. That's, I forgot what that means, just give me a second. I heard the sound.
I took my bread basket.
No, that was before the bread basket. He heard a sound that was saying koi koi. No, I don't know what it means. Shakal to the sultai. I took my bread basket. Asnachta
v'kavosim. No, I know it was coming.
Ah, there's windows.
Said, I will show you where that.
Yeah. So one minute. So he saw that there were windows. Mm-hmm. That's what it's a koi koi. The wind is chalonis. There were windows in the sky and windows in the border between the sky and the earth. There were windows. So he says, I took my bread basket, asnachta v'kavosim v'kia, and I put it in the window of the heavens. Adamatzlina, because I wanted to daven. So while I was davening, after I finished davening, ba'isay, I went back to get my bread basket. I didn't find it. Is amin alay? So I said to the Arab, "Bika ganvi hachi? There's thieves over here that they stole my bread basket." Is amali? He told me that no one stole it. It's just moving. Hi galgala derakia. It's the wheel of the heavens. Like the Rambam talks about at length, that all these things, the heavenly bodies, are in this
the sphere,
and the sphere moves. So while you were davening, it moved, and therefore you put it over here, but it moved, and now it's gone. The hadar, that goes around, and the tarad lamacher, if you wait until tomorrow, and you come over here, hachar, you come back the same time, same place, ki hashta. Hacha, come tomorrow at the same time over here. Mashkachas, you'll find it comes back because it goes around in a daily wheel, observation wheel. Rabbi Yochanan Mishtoi, Rabbi Yochanan told the story. So that was Rabbi Bachana's story with the Arab. Rabbi Yochanan's story goes like this: Im nechada havakava azlina besfinta. We were once going on a boat, v'chazina nahub kavra, and we saw a big fish. The afkel reishem miyama, it stuck his head up out of the water. V'damyan einek itrei siri, and his eyes were like two moons. V'nofut tzmayim mitarte zime, and flowing water out of his two nostrils. Kitrei mavid surah, the two rivers of surah. So it was like the Loch Ness monster or something.
Which is interesting. So that how did Rav Yochanan know about the rivers of surah unless he went to Babel?
Maybe Rabbi Bachana told him.
A lot of people who traveled between them.
All of Rabbi Yochanan's students went back and forth, didn't they? Rabbi Yochanan himself, I don't think, ever went to Babel, did he? Rabbi Yochanan went to Babel. Good point. Rav Safra Mishtoi, maybe he saw it on Facebook or something. Rav Safra told the story. Zim nechada have a chazina besfinta. We were once going in a boat. V'chazina nahud kavra. The afkel reisha, and we saw a fish that took his head out of the water. The yama, the havale karnin, and it had a horn. The chokik kala, and on the horn was inscription: Ana bria kala shabiyam. I'm only a small fish in the sea. Vavinat lasme a parsi, and I am 300 parsis long. Vazlina the puma de livyosan, and today I'm going to the mouth of the livyosan to get eaten up. And that's that. So the Yosan's really big, you know. Amar Ravashi, Haho Izad the Yamahu. That is the sea goat. The Gemara says in Chulin that every creature that exists on the land exists in the sea, except for
a Chulda,
yeah. So the goat, there's a sea goat. So that's a sea goat. The Bechisha, that it digs in the ground, the Islakani, his food is in the seabed, and he uses the horn to burrow into the seabed to get his food out of there. So that was that animal. Rabbi Yochanan Mishtoi, Rabbi Yochanan told another story, Zim Nechada, Vekazlinah, Besmint, another time I was going on a boat, Vekazlinah, Nahi Kartalisa, and I saw there was a treasure chest, you know, the pirates threw it overboard or something. Yeah, the Havu Kamikava Laba Vonim Tavis and Margolius, and it was, they were stuck into it, fixed into it, precious stones and things. The Hajula Minid de Kavra, and surrounding it were different fish, the Mikri Karsha. There was a Karsha fish.
Karsha, in the Greek, is a shark.
Is it?
Yeah.
Ah, well, there you go.
Jaws.
So they were surrounded by sharks. Oh, this makes the story more juicy. Okay.
It's much more adventurous.
It was there was a treasure chest floating in the water, surrounded by sharks.
I don't know what Karsha means. No, but it's Karish is a shark.
Sounds good. Nachish. Nach, yeah, to the page. Nachish Baramaroi. Baramaroi is a swimming champion. Yeah. So the swimming champion jumped into the water. Lasuya to get the box. Viragish, and unfortunately the sharks cottoned on to what he was trying to do. Oh boy, Lashamte La Atzme, and wanted to pull his leg apart, like, you know, as sharks do. Vishada Zika de Chala, so he threw some vinegar at them. Vinochis, and he escaped and came back.
Just happened to have a bottle of vinegar in
his. He happened to have some vinegar in. Well, that's what you do when you go shark swimming. You're swimming with the sharks, you take some vinegar with you.
In case you get stung by a jellyfish.
As soon as you throw the water, it doesn't get diluted by the potency.
Seawater.
The vinegar doesn't get. Yeah. Seawater doesn't dilute the potency of the
strong vinegar.
Special vinegar. Nofik Baskola. And a Baskol came out, and Omar Lon, and said to us, "My Istachu Badei Kartlisa, what have you got to do with this treasure chest of the Visud Rabbi Chanina Ben Doisa? This is the treasure chest of the wife of Rabbi Chanina Ben Doisa, Dasida the Shadjat Chelta Bala Tzadika Liyalma the Osi, which she is going to, in the future, supply from this the Tcheles for Tzadikim." So, in other words, hands off. It's not yours. Then comes Rabbi Yehuda Hindu. Rabbi Yehuda from the land of the Hindus.
We call him Ethiopian here.
The Hindus are in Ethiopia? There's no Hindus
in
Ethiopia.
Translation of Hindus, Ethiopian follows Rashi in Kiddushin 22b, based on Targum Unison to Jeremiah 13:23.
Yeah, but there's still no Hindus in Ethiopia. Maybe there were in those days.
Art scroll for Oedli
Kar. Art scroll. Yeah, anyway. So, Rabbi Huda, Hindu. Okay, we'll take us real far, or we'll just move on. Mishtoi said, anyway, this guy was telling the story. Zimra Chada Havaz Lidl Besfinta. One day I was going on a boat. Vachazin Nahu Evan Tova. I saw a precious stone to have a Hodele Tanina surrounded by a big Tanin. The Tanin in a Tanin in Magdalim, the big, a big fish.
They call them in
doesn't
in
say it was a shark
modern
this time.
In Hebrew, they call them crocodiles.
Tanin is a crocodile?
Yeah.
Okay, Kenzan. I don't know if it's a crocodile. Crocodiles aren't that big, though. Anyway, some big sea creature was surrounding it. Nachis Bara Maroi. Lasuya. So went in. So there's a different swimming champion. He went in to try to get this precious gem that was floating in the water. Asa Tanina, Gabola Mivle. So the fish decided he didn't like the idea, and he was going to swallow him up. Sorry, Gabola Mivle Svinta. He wanted to swallow the whole boat. So we were all in danger. Asa Pushkansa. Pushkansa is a female crow. Somehow female crows are the antidote to big fish. So he came along, Paskele Reshe, and bit his head off. It's Habchumaya, and the water changed Bahavadama, because when the crow bit his head off, it was such a big creature that the whole sea turned to blood from the head, and it became red. Asa Tanina Chavre, so came the Hatzola, the Hatzola fish came along, because there was an emergency call for this fish that had had his head bitten off. Shakle, he took this precious stone, the Tolale, and he hung it around his neck. I guess his neck was still there, even though his head was chopped off. V'chaya, and it healed him. Wouldn't that be good for Hatzola, huh? To take the precious stone, stick it around his neck, and tchias amesim on the fish. Hadar asa. So now that this fish was revived, it came along. Kaboy bala l'sfinta. So again, he wanted to. He said, "I'm back where I was. I'm going to try to swallow the fish.
Take two.
Swallow the boat again. Back where we were." Hadar Asat Sifra came back, came another bird, Paschal Aresha, and chopped his head off again. So, you know, going around in circles here. It's Shaklu Allah, he Evan Tova. So the bird took this precious stone, shadju al isfinta, and threw it into the boat. Havohani tzifri melichi ba'adon. We had some salted birds that had been from Solomon's. We already had them. What do you do to meat when you want to keep it for a long time? Yeah.
Cured.
Yeah, well, that's the word I wanted. That we had cured chicken that was lying in the boat. That was a food supply. It's vino alayu. So this bird grabbed the thingo out of the ocean and chucked it on his mates, the dead birds that we wanted to eat. Shaklu, they took it. Shaklu parchulahu bado, and they had chiasamaisim, and the birds flew away. The dead birds.
Your schnitzel flies away just before lunch.
If my schnitzel starts flying away, I'm going to be very worried about eating it. So that was the story of Rabbi Yehuda Hindu and the precious stone.
Famous authors couldn't make stories like this.
Tana Rabbanan. I saw advertised on the Israeli news the Harry Potter Haggadah.
Ali. Mm-hmm. Ali Potter.
You saw it?
No, but just the way they say it.
Instead of the four sons, they have the four houses of the thing. The thing.
I didn't read into it, but you can.
Come on, lighten up.
You make fun of certain things.
Tana Rabbana, we learned in a Bryson. So you're born in Bismin, Rabbalazar and Shua, and Rishua were going on a boat.
They weren't Mesubim B'nai Brak this time.
No, this is before they got to B'nai Brak. Vahoya, Rabbalazar Yashin, Rabbalazar was sleeping because he was a good sea traveler. And Rishua, was awake because he was a bit seasick. And his Daza, Rabbi Yeshua started trembling and getting all agitated. Venina Rabbi Lazar woke up from his movements, and Abalei Maza Yeshua. Neman is that. He said, Yeshua, what's the matter? Why are you trembling and carrying on? Amalei, so he said, Motar Godol Reisi Bayom. I saw a big light in the sea. Amalei, so he says to him, Shema Einav Shalivyasan Reisi. Maybe it was just the Livyasan's eyes. Go back to sleep, you know. Dechsev Einav Kafape Shacha. That the eyes of the Livyasan are like the eyelids of the morning. Whatever that means. So they're big and bright, like the morning star.
There was a Leviathan store in Bourke Street.
In Bourke Street?
In Bourke Street, many years ago, there was a store called
Leviathan.
Leviathan.
A store called Leviathan.
Could you buy fish?
In fact, the building still has Leviathan. You can see it.
Right.
The letters there.
And there's a fish in there?
There's
no
fish in there.
What happened there?
Oh, they have a store.
A clothing store in
Yeah, I remember the Leviathan.
It's still got the letters there. It's painted over, but you can see it.
Yeah. And is that what Rabbi Yeshua saw?
No, he might have been shopping there.
Maybe. They saw the bill. Amar Ravashi. Ravashi says, Amali Huna Barnosan told me, Zimna Chadav Kazlina Bamidbara, we were once going in the desert. Vahavoi Atma de Bistra Badon, we had a leg of animal with us to eat. And Pasachna, we opened it up, we cut a bit. Vinakrina, and we did, we opened it up, sorry, Vinakrina, and we did Nikor. We took out the veins that you're not allowed to eat and the fats. The Anachna Aispi, and we just put it on the ground, on the grass. Adam Aisinon Sivi, because we wanted to go and collect some firewood to make the barbecue. While we were collecting the firewood, Cholam Atma, the leg got better. It healed itself. It's a vin, and it sutured itself up. We cut off a piece of meat to make a barbecue. We come back, and the piece of meat's back on the leg. Kihadron. So we just went away. We sort of didn't think about it anymore. Kihadron, the boss at Tresa Yachashata, and so I guess they roasted it whole after that. And when we came back to the same place 12 months later, Chazinu Lahanu Gumri, we saw those coals of our barbecue, the Havakumalakshi. They were still hissing, they were literally whispering, they were still making noise 12 months later, sizzling. When I came to Amemar, Omala, he said, ah, that, Hahu, Ispa Samarta Havu, the grass that put the leg back together, it is called the Ista Samarta, which put things back together again. It's the special grass that puts things back together again. The magic spray, not magic spray, magic, you know, now they have, instead of stitches, they give you this stuff that they just stick on you and it goes back together again. And then Hanu Gumri, and those coals are coals de Rishma, which Rashi says they don't extinguish quickly. So 12 months later, they're still sizzling. Don't use that to burn your chametz with. Okay. Next. So on the theme of the big fish. God created the big fish. So here they translate, here in Bavel, Arzilai de Yama. They call it the Re'im. Re'im is a unicorn? What's a Re'im? Of the unicorn of the sea?
Karni
Re'im. Karni Re'im, yeah.
I couldn't decide what it was yesterday.
Oh, you didn't know what it was? I don't know either. Right, it's a Re'im, it's an animal. Rabbi Yechanan Amar Zeliv Yosan Nachash. Briach, but Livyasan Nachash Akalasin. So there's a male Livyasan and a female Livyasan. And the male one is straight and the female one curves around. Shenemar Bayemahu Yifkir Hashem Bechar Bayakosha. And that day God will remember with his hard sword, Vigamer, etc. And the fish will come and take over the world. Omer Yehuda Omer Rav Kol Masha Barakash Baruch Hu Boilomai. Whatever God created in the world, Zachar and Kev Abraham, every creature was created male and female, Af Levyasan, and even the Levyasan, the big fish, Nachash Briach, the Levyasan Nachash Akalasan, is the male and the female, Zachar and Kev Abraham. Well, Mohan is Kokin Zelazer, if they would procreate, Machriv and Kolal and Kula, they'd have a whole lot of baby Levyasans wandering around, and they'd end up destroying the whole world. Me'asa, Akash Baruch, what did they do? Sirius as a Zachar, he neutered the male, the horag on a keva, and he killed the female, the malchot tzadikim lasid lavoi, and he salted it for the tzadikim to eat at the kiddush in the future. Shenemar, the horag a satan asher bayam, he killed the fish that was in the sea, so that was the levyasin. The af behemes behar reyelef, which is what we call the sher habor, the big ox. Yeah, there's a big fish in the sea and a big ox in the land. So that's Behemoth Bahari. Elephants called the animals in the thousand mountains. Zachar and Akev Ibrahim, they were also created male and female. Vilmol and Iskokin Zalazer, if they would procreate Machriv and Kola Elam Kula, they would destroy the world. Me'asakash Baruch, what did God do? Sirius as Zachar, he castrated the male. Vitzinan Hanakeva, this time he didn't kill the female, he just cooled off her libido, so she wasn't interested. Even though the male was dead, so I don't know what she would have done if she was, anyway. V'sharmer l'tzadikim lo'asid lovay, and that is also kept, that's the flesh, of course. You have to have the livyasin in case people don't eat the Eivish Shechita, so they owe the fish, and the other people have the sher habor. Lo'asid lovay. Shenemar hinei no koicha b'moznov, that this is the one, his strength is in his thigh. What does that mean? Zeh zochar. This is Zachar who didn't have any children, so all of his strength is still in his thighs. And the strength is in the guts of his stomach. The Nekeva, who didn't have any kids. So the Gemara asks, why did God treat the fish and the ox differently? In Hasam Nami, with the fish, what did he do? He castrated the fish and he killed the female. Why did he have to kill her? Why couldn't he also just cool her off? In Hasam Nami, by the fish, the Sar said to Zachar, castrate the male, but it's under the nekeva, and then just cool off the nekeva, and they won't procreate. And for the Gemara, dogim pritzi, because fish are promiscuous, and therefore you can't cool them off. The only solution was to kill her. For the Gemara, v'levet ipcha, why not the opposite? Why not keep the female and kill the male? So iboy seima nekeva malicha mali. Some say because the female fish tastes better. So if he's going to keep the one he kills is going to keep for the meal, la'asid lavoi, so let's keep the female because it tastes better. Some say, the one that he left alive, God uses it as his pet. The Gemara says in Brachos, I think, what does God do all the different hours of the day?
He's playing with the Leviosan, with his pet Leviosan. 3 hours he spends
with him. Yeah, it's Bahadena. It's not Derecheres that he should have a female pet. Pasnished to have a female.
People will talk about it.
Eh?
People will talk about it. People will say
yeah, that. It was like in the Gerish Tibble. They wouldn't allow him in. So therefore, he had to have a male Leviosan as his pet. So he killed a female. Fred the Gemara, Oipazoi. Why not Why? So he killed. So for the fish, he killed the female. Is hachanami by the sher habar lim luchilin akeva? Why did he just cool her off? Why didn't he kill her and salt her? So he says because kavra malichimaila, fish salted fish you make herring, yeah. So that's good to eat. To take meat and salt it and put it aside to eat 2,000 years later.
They didn't have biltong.
They're not biltong. It's nicht as a geschmack, yeah? So therefore, the fish we salted and put it away for the meal, the big meal, and the meat, we didn't want to do that. When God wanted to create the world, he said to the malach, the whatever, the supernal being in charge of the sea, psach picha,
patron angel,
good, the patron angel of the sea, Saint Levyosin, what's his name?
No saints.
Okay, psach picha. He said to the fish sar, to the sea sar, open your mouth, the blah kol memish ba'olam, and swallow up all the water. This is so the whole world was covered in water, and God wanted to make that it should be seroh hayabosha. So what did he do? He told the sea star, swallow up all the seas, and there'll be land. There'll be dry land. I'm on the front of. He says to me, "Bodesh shalom, dai shema b'shali. I've got enough water. I don't know, swallow up all the other seas. What do you want from me?" It's miyad boy pevahargoy. So God got angry and kicked him and killed him. Shnemar bekoche roga hayom. With his strength, he calmed down. That means the sarsha. Funasa mochatz rahav. And so he, and with his wisdom, he smashed Rahav. So we learn from this that the name of this Sar Shalyam is Rahav. So he smashed him. So now you've got this dead Sar floating around in the sea. If the water wouldn't cover him over, he'd be so verstunken after all these years of lying dead in the sea. The corpse is in there, it would be so frustrating, you wouldn't be able to take it. Shenemar, L'yareyev L'yashchisu B'chol Har Kochi, the famous Pasuk, in the last Pasuk in the Rambam, yeah? Goymer, that there will no more evil, no corruption in my holy mountain. Kimolo Ha'oretz Deya Es Hashem, Kamayim L'yom Mechassim. Yeah, so what's the Pshat? Kamayim L'yom Mechassim, Al Tikra L'yom Mechassim, Mele L'sova Sh'yom Mechassim. You ever wonder what it means? That the water covers the sea? Even the water covers the sea. The water is the sea. How can the water cover the sea? Because the water is covering the Sar Shel Yom, so it shouldn't stink too much. The source of the Jordan River is the cave of Pamyas. The Jordan River comes down from the cave of Pamyas, and it goes into the Sea of Sifchi. So all the seas we're going to say in a second that surround Eretz Yisrael. The Sifchi Sea, I don't know which one that is. Where?
Chulda, which is that's a Sifchi.
You been there?
It's dried up now.
Oh, okay, that's why.
Dried up Australian gum trees.
Oh, maybe that's why I never saw it. Of a Yamashal Tveria.
It was a swamp. It's actually
okay.
A swamp.
Yamashal Tveria is a Kinneret, right?
Yeah.
Yamashal Tveria. Oh, Mizgalgal v'yever the Yamagadol, and it ends up in the big Mediterranean Sea. Oh, Mizgalgal v'yever, and it keeps going. Atchemagia lepiv shaliv Yosan ends up in the mouth of the Yosan. Shenemar yiftach ki agiach yarden al piu. That it'll be secure because the Jordan River will end up in his mouth. Maskif Lord Rabbi Bar Ula. Hi, Bebehemus Mahara Yalaksiv. That's a nice pasuk, but it's not talking about the Leviathan. It's talking about the Sher HaBar. So, what are you telling me? It's going to end up in the mouth of the Leviathan. It should end up in the mouth of the Sher HaBar. Elam Arava Bar Ula, Emasai Behemus Mahara Yalak Petuchais. When are the animals, these big wild animals, are they secure? Bizman Sher Magiach Yardin, Behemus Leviathan. When the Yarden goes into the mouth of the Leviathan, so the Sher HaBar relaxes because he knows that the Leviathan is still alive, so I'm safe too. Ki Yosef Avdim Yarechon Amadav Sif Yehu Al Yam Yisodav Al Nahoris Yechon Aneha in Tilim. What's this referring to? This is the land of Eretz Yisrael, which was founded on seas. Elu Shiva Yamim VaArba Nahoris Mekiven Eretz Yisrael. The seven seas and four rivers that surround Eretz Yisrael. VaElu Hen Shiva Yamim. The seven seas are Yamashal Tveria, Yamashal Sdoim. That's the Dead Sea, I assume. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yom HaMelech, Yom HaShel Chelas, Yom HaShel Chilta, Yom HaShel Sivchi, Yom Espanya, and Yom HaGadol, the Mediterranean Sea. And I don't know what all the other ones are. Ve'elu hen arba nahoreis, and the four rivers are Yarden, Yarmuch, Kirumyoin, and Piga. One of them is Yarkon. Yasser of Dimi. Amore.
Not much of any of these days.
No. Okay. Also, Gavriel Lasois Kenegia Imliv Yosson. In the end, Gavriel's going to come along and do hunting.
Circus tricks, no?
He's going to hunt. I thought he was going to hunt him with the Livyosan. Shemra Hatzim Shech Livyosan. He's going to make him like a. He's going to grab him and tame him. He's going to and put him in a. Put him in a leash. Yeah, Shana Timshek Livyosan Bechacha. You're going to schlep the Livyosan with a leash, of a chevel with a rope, of a chevel Tashkil Ashona, and you will keep his tongue tied with the rope. The Malach as Baruch Oizroi, if God wouldn't help him, even the Malach Gavriel wouldn't be able to capture this Livyosan. Shanemar Ha'isa Yigash Charbay. The one who made him was the one who was going to. This is talking about Behemoth, but again, we're saying the same thing applies to the Livyosan. Let's go. What's the